need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear the boat song, you know it's time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine of Northwest Florida, with our host, Stefan Schmidt, who is one of the Marine Services instructors at Georgetown Technical College. Happy Boat Smart on a Friday.
Happy Boat Smart. And one of the Marine Service instructors. Why did you say that? Because I feel like I'm like, I see. Always
because
say
you're the grand poop.
I am
over
the
there.
Only.
But you're like the guy.
I am the only Marine Service instructor. And a lot of times I say, you know, we, and I always say, well, I must have a mouse in my pocket, and it's always me, not we. You
no,
know,
it's so, okay. I mean, yeah. How long have you been doing this?
Oh my gosh, going on 18 years now.
Okay,
over
so,
at Georgetown Technical College here in Pensacola, you're Marine the, Service instructor.
I mean, you're the grand poop boat master here, buddy. So I mean, everybody else has to check with you first. I'm just guessing about that.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy that job. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. I like to say that's what I'm called to do, and I'm over there, and I have a purpose in life, and that's to help young and old get new careers, maybe change their lives in the marine industry, and just keep working with them. And we are so busy over there right now. We're in summer school.
Right, and it sounds like you're busier than regular school.
Yeah, I'm there for 5 hours a day.
Ooh.
And my normal day is 9.5 hours when I'm in the normal season. I feel like I'm there 10 hours right now.
Right?
We just stay so busy. So, yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. You can call or text if you have a question about my program. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe your boat has sat in your driveway and you forgot to check your plug on your boat, and your boat's full of water. So I highly recommend, with all the rain that's coming in, that you get out there, check your boat, make sure it's draining okay, because even though it's sitting on a trailer, or maybe it's in a slip somewhere, you know, and you have in a boat slip, get out there, check your boat, make sure it's not filling full of water, because this rain can sink a boat, whether it's in the water or on a trailer. So
really?
I always recommend it. Yes.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of boats damaged on trailers.
Really?
Yes.
That's news to me.
Yeah, because what happens, and maybe the customer didn't take, the boat owner didn't take the plug out.
Uh-huh.
And it fills full of water, and the bilge pump's turning on, and you know, it fills it up, and eventually the battery runs down, and it continues to fill the boat full of water.
Wow.
A couple of things can happen. It do a lot of internal damage on the boat itself as far as engine and things like that. Outboard boats get onto the batteries and all the systems. But another thing it can do is collapse the trailer as well.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I mean, that's a torrential downpour, of course.
Well, we're having those right now.
Yes.
We got a little reprieve right now, so go out there now and take a look at it.
Check out,
because
check your boat.
We're going to have some heavy rain again, I think, this afternoon.
Yeah,
this
make
evening.
Sure your plug is the hole that drains the boat. Make sure it's free of debris, like leaves and sand and stuff. Like, stick your finger or screwdriver up in there and make sure it's draining well.
Wow, okay, you know?
So
great advice.
That's my recommendation for this week. As we get these rains and stuff, just make sure your boat is squared away and ready for that, whether it's in a slip or on a trailer somewhere in storage, your driveway, wherever, check it out. So 850-437-1620 is the number. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check out their website for engines in stock. They specialize in Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, MerCruiser product as well, so they can repower you or service your engines, service the boat, service your trailer. They can take care of all these needs. So if you got water over your engine, you might want to call them and get ready. They're still running a low wait time, just because of the fact that they're, you know, they have everything set up pretty good over, as Bill talks about all the time.
Yeah, and he's not here today. We've missed him this morning.
Yeah,
so shout out to Bill if he's listening.
Yeah, so he didn't make the day, but he still gave us a trivia question. So 850-437-1620. Write that number down, because I have Bill's trivia question for today as well. They are having deep discounts on in-stock crate Mercuries. What they're offering is a full 3-year factory warranty and a 2-year gold extended warranty for Mercury product.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Suzuki is still offering the incentive to go from a 2-stroke to a 4-stroke. So that's a big deal.
Can you explain what you mean when you say that for somebody that maybe isn't that technical?
As far as a two-stroke to a four-stroke engine. So, you know, two-stroke technology is going away. We see it more here in the South where we have salt water and engines don't seem to last that long in the salt water applications. If you go north, you're going to see a lot of two-stroke motors still.
A lot of lakes, right?
Yeah, lakes and rivers where there's no salt water. They tend to last a lot longer. It's not odd to see a 20-year-old or more two-stroke outboard as you go further north, right? But in our area, the two-strokes, of course, you don't see as many. You do see a few from time to time.
Is that the amount of drive power when you say two-stroke?
When we're talking about the cycle of the engine, a two-cycle engine, you mix your oil and your gas either through injection or in your actual gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
Two-stroke technology has been around forever and ever, and the reason we have two-strokes the two strokes are going away is because of EPA regulations.
The
manufacturers have to lean more toward four-stroke products and stuff, and you can't buy new two-strokes anymore as well.
Wow. So the four-stroke is what you see more here.
Yeah, yep. And now the four-stroke technology, which we stay on top of at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class, we stay on top of technology. When I have people come by and tour our facility, they're amazed at the technology that we have.
Well, you've had a lot of, you have a great relationship with a lot of your providers, too, because every once in a while he comes in the show and says, well, we got another new engine to play on, have done some really great relationship building over the years.
Yeah, we've been setting up our shop lately. We got in some new product through a grant. We got in our V-engine 250 Yamahas. We got our 40-horsepower Yamahas. And I am working right now to get my shop organized and get it ready for the new year. I'm always thinking ahead, and I want to know, get things, put new things in to go along with the technology.
Right, to keep up.
And I'm always thinking about next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when as I start the new year, I'm kind of like focused on the new year. But as I go into the next part of the year, I'm starting to evaluate what went right, what went wrong, what can I do to change things to benefit the students. And I'm doing that right now. My students are helping me. We've been cleaning up the shop and things like that. And when we do that, I let my students know, when you work at a dealership, a business, you sometimes have to stop and clean up the shop and organize and get things going, because through daily activity, things get messed up, things get, you know, not put back in the right place. And sometimes you like Key Marine adding students, my students there to go to work for them, right? Mm-hmm. They have to change their shop a little bit to accommodate extra people and things like that. So right now we're changing up to accommodate the motors that we have. I'm revamping some of my curriculum to match that, which stays in line with the state mandated curriculum that I use anyway.
Gotcha.
So it's going to work out really well.
Okay, this is Boat Smart. Stephan Schmidt is here this morning, and we can talk all about boating and boating mechanics, whatever is on your mind. And we got a question. This is a pretty good question. With some of the stormy weathers, ask Stephan, should I be paying attention to those double red flags as a boat captain? How does that affect, I guess, basically asking?
Yeah, no doubt. You always check the weather. Always check the weather. The weather is the number one thing I would always recommend that you do before you go out.
Because it could be sunny, and you still have the double red flags, right?
Yeah, wind blowing. It may not even be stormy, but you may have some winds coming in, and it kicks up the Gulf if you're going out in the Gulf, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the bay gets very rough, but always check the weather.
Do you have a source that you use before you go out typically?
I look at different ones, and I compare them.
Mm-hmm.
I use MSM Weather a lot because that's the one that I use for storm fronts and things like that. It seems to be pretty accurate. And then there's a couple paid apps that you can use. I don't choose to pay those, but there are some paid apps out there, and different captains use different ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just pay attention to the weather and pay attention to your safety gear on your boat and stuff, and make sure you got the right safety gear.
Would you mind kind of reviewing what that should
always
be?
Always life jackets for everyone, life jackets that fit. And when you're leaving, especially on a stormy day, you want to call somebody or text somebody, say, I'm leaving this boat ramp, this marina at this time. I'm expected back at this time. If you don't hear from me by the time I'm supposed to be back, you probably need to call somebody.
Yeah.
And if you're running late, you need to update people, right? So that's always good, sound advice to keep yourself safe out on the water.
Well,
you know, because the minutes, if you have a problem, if you capsize, if you go overboard, the minutes is what counts, right? You have to let somebody know where you're at, and if you capsize, if you go over your boat, you know, something happens on your boat, it breaks down or whatever, those few minutes that you have to call somebody could be the difference between you making it back to shore or
That's
not.
Right. That's right. You know? Well, I saw the coolest story. I think it was on Facebook this week, and it was in our area. I'm not sure. I apologize. I don't know exactly what where it was exactly, but somebody had their dog on their boat with a little life jacket on,
yeah,
and he fell off. And so they couldn't get to him, and it just happened that another boat that was fast got out there because he got pulled out pretty quickly.
Okay.
And they were able to rescue him, and they got a hook, and they hooked him on that life jacket and got him out of the water. And I was just blown away by that, that they rescued this dog, because I don't think I ever put a life – I hate to admit this, but I don't think I ever put a life jacket on my dog.
We have a life jacket for our dog.
Do you?
Depending on the situation, we put the life jacket on our dog. And, you know, if he's inside the gated area and stuff, you know, if we're in a little rough weather, we might put it on him, depending on where we're at and stuff. But life jackets are recommended for your dogs.
I didn't know that until I saw this thing. I thought that was the coolest thing.
I was speaking to a person who was fishing on a river, and they were in this little area where there was a little whirlpool going around, and he had his dog on board. And, of course, you know, you see a lot of people out there with their dogs on the bow of the boat, which I cannot stand.
I see it all the time.
It makes me crazy to see that. And it's just like having a person on the bow where you're underway and stuff, no life jacket. Even if you have a life jacket, bow riding is not a great idea, even for a dog.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's
bad news. I see that all the time.
You go overboard, first thing you do is you get sucked into their prop area, right?
Yeah.
So that is not recommended. But this particular gentleman, I was talking to him, and he said his dog jumped overboard, literally just jumped into this pool, this circling pool,
oh,
and
no.
Had never seen the dog again. Didn't have a life jacket on, and it pulled his dog down, and they never could find it.
Happened so quick. Yeah.
You know? So always be prepared. Always look at the weather, those kind of things.
Okay, got another text that just came in. If you've got a question for our expert on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning, Stefan Schmidt, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is a great question. Is there a standard for boat length and wave height for safe boarding? That's a great question.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful.
You know, boats...
the boat length.
When you're going out onto the Gulf, you should consider what type of boat you're in, of course.
What's the minimum, do you think, to be safe?
I see a lot of people out there in 17-footers. I've seen people out way offshore in smaller boats than that, actually. But to me, we used to run a 20-footer offshore. It wasn't nothing to go 40 to 50 miles offshore at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pushing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think, you know, in the 24-foot range and up, you know, twin engines always gives you an extra motor to get back home on, that kind of situation in most cases, right? So I would say in above 21, 24 and above, right? And that's kind of what I would recommend if you're going offshore.
And then how much of a difference, and I mean, it's pretty obvious answer probably, but when you're talking about maybe going down the Blackwater River or you're doing something a little different,
you're not in the
Gulf.
You know, when you're looking at Blackwater and you're looking at these different rivers.
With the sound,
you know,
maybe the
bay. You're in the smaller boats, and that's okay. A 17 in the bay can be a little rough.
Okay.
You know, even I got a 24. Sometimes it gets rough in the bay on a 24. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the day, the weather, and that kind of stuff, and which way the wind's blowing.
Well, a lot of times I'm on the bridge, and I can see the sailboats out there, and a lot of them look pretty small to me.
You see a lot of sailboats, you know, it's probably windy.
Some are big, but some of them look too little to be out there.
Well, they'll be out there, and, you know, and they're going to pick their days, of course, but you see a lot of sailboats. It's pretty windy. It's probably pretty choppy.
Yeah, I would think so.
So experience, you know, having the experience to do that. Right? Mm-hmm. Going out. And how do you gain experience? By doing it, right?
Right.
So, you know, take a boater safety course so you understand all these things. That's a very important thing to do.
Okay, yeah. Another question just came in. What are Stefan's thoughts about boating alone?
You know, I see a lot of people that do that.
Because I see a lot of fishermen out there.
A lot of fishermen do that, you know. I don't have a problem with it as long as you go let people know where you're at.
Yes.
When am I leaving? When am I coming back? Making sure, I would suggest if you're boating alone, probably should wear a life jacket.
Yes.
Because you have nobody there to help you, you know, in those situations. A beacon that would go off if you go overboard and that kind of thing, you know,
that'll save
your life in that situation. So there's a lot of things you can do differently if you're boating alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what about radios on the boat?
Radios on boats.
As far as communications
A VHF radio and a lot of boats, you know, you're not even seeing those on a lot of boats. I kind of use my cell phone because I don't go out of distance, you know, out of cell phone distance. But satellite phones are important, that kind of thing, too.
Some way to communicate.
And again, it goes back to when am I leaving? When will I be back?
Okay, what about nighttime boating?
I love nighttime boating. So we went out last week. I think it was Sunday afternoon, and we put in around 3 o'clock, and it was still too hot. I like to go out in the evenings. Choosing a couple hours after that, you know, I probably would have been 5 o'clock would have been better.
But I like to boat at night.
Yes, I go watch sunsets. My wife and I will go out, and we'll do that, and we'll pack a little dinner and hang out and watch the sunsets. And my dog Gator, you know, watches the sunsets. So we just have a great time out there. But I love boating. So the electronics that you have is very important. You know, making sure you have a good spotlight. And again, the weather. But I like going out at night. If I know I'm going out at night and I'm coming or coming back at night, I will try. I use a track system on my GPS so I can track back. I can follow that back. And in case you run into fog or something, too. You never know if your spotlight goes out or something like that, right? So I always track leaving, and I try to track away from obstacles like buoys and you know, the channel markers and stuff like that, so I can stay on my track and I don't have an opportunity to hit those things at night.
Right. Okay, well, a lot of folks are asking about boating safety this morning, so this question is, do you recommend a boating safety class where I can learn about channel markers and all the do's and don'ts?
Yeah, there's some safety. You can go online. I think the U.S. Coast Guard offers one. Go on to Florida Fish and Game. They have one that links to all that, so you can go online, and it's an online course.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you can actually hire a captain to take you out and teach you safety too if you wanted to go that route.
I think I would. I would want somebody local to show me, because I'm sure there's little spots you avoid because of your own experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I was we were putting in the other night, and there was another boater that was putting in. He was asking me about his boat plugs. He says, and he didn't know who I was. I'll just put my boat in the water, and he says, hey, can you tell me if I got the right boat plugs in? He says, I'm a brand new boater, you know.
Oh gosh.
And I was like, yeah, that's in the right place. Those other two plugs, those other two holes are for your live well. And you know, you're good. I said, but double check and make sure you're not taking on any water, and make sure you have all your life safety gear on board.
You should just be by the boat ramp and just have a little booth and have out little pamphlets about.
Yeah, I can teach people how to load their trailers and stuff. I'll put Big Dan out of business over there on the Big Dan show if I teach people how to load their boats right. You know,
we talked about it a lot.
Yeah,
on the show.
It's crazy, you know, and what happens at the boat ramps. I do want to give a shout out to Arco Marine. Yesterday we did a tour of Arco Marine.
Oh, neat.
I want to thank Bob Lant and Ben Stoddard for letting us go over to Arco. If you don't know, Arco Marine is a large builder of starters, alternators, used to do trim motors, boat parts like that, and they manufacture those here in Pensacola. And when you look at Arco Marine, you would not believe what's over there.
Really?
Beautiful facility. I just put a video up on Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade this morning. My students on the assembly line building starters and then testing the starters that they built. So we did a tour over. It took about 2 hours with us, and the employees are wonderful. That company has been in business since, I believe, 1961. Let me look at that. 1960, Arco Marine has been in business. Check out their website. Yeah, and they're kind of vamping out into the battery world of inverters and things like that too. So they're heavy on high amp charge systems and stuff like that. I believe they're going to the direction where you're not going to have a generator on your boat anymore. You're going to have a battery bank, and you can literally have like you see all these off-grid people camping and stuff. I think your boat's going to kind of be that way one
Interesting.
Day.
Interesting. Wow.
You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, self-sufficient on the water.
Okay.
You know, so I see that as a good avenue for battery stuff. Not necessarily engines and things like that or battery-operated engines, but definitely for the systems on the boat.
Right.
And how they work, you know. So check out Arco Marine on their website. They're located over on Navy Boulevard. If you drive by there, you would not believe what they have inside. They are located at 3921 Navy Boulevard. They do sell to the public as also.
Okay,
so check them out. Yeah. And Michelle Salzman came by yesterday and did a tour of our facility. I was not there, but I made sure that the principal took her down to my area, and I opened everything up because I went by there for a minute, and I turned the lights on. I said, please take her through.
Cool.
You know, and show her. Cool. So I sent her a message on Facebook Messenger. Hey, thank you for going by the school. Sorry I missed you. What did you think of? And she said, it was so cool.
Yes, it is.
You know?
It's very cool.
And I like that. She said it was so cool.
Well, you deserve it.
So,
and speaking of your school and students, you usually recognize you have a student of the month or student of the week this week.
Well, we have not a student of the week. This is an employee of the week.
Employee of the week. I'm sorry.
For Key Marine.
Okay, yeah.
And that's Brandon B. Hargraves. We call him B.
Okay.
And he is Key Marine's Employee of the Week. Brandon was actually a student in my class.
Well, that's where I saw the student in the note. Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
He was a student in my class. He is now no longer my student. Now he's out in the field.
See?
And he's working over at Key Marine. And this is what Bill says. He's quickly learning the ropes and pushing hard to be an elite Marine technician. And they are glad to have him there.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Brandon does a great job. And when he came into my class, he didn't really know what direction he wanted to go. We were trying to focus on some things. And we got him out co-op, which is a great program for us. So that's when we put students to work that are actually still under my umbrella.
Great.
And that co-op program keeps students in the field. It
Very
really
good.
Works well for us. As we go into the new year, I'm taking on 5 new dual-enrolled students,
wow.
high schoolers, which
wow.
is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
you know, and that's a
young.
Big deal because, you know, when you look at numbers and things like that, we're always looking at numbers. I don't see numbers as I see students, but as a school district in the state of Florida and mm-hmm. federal funding and all that stuff, you have to look at numbers. And when you talk about a dual enrolled student, a student in high school coming to my class after they get out of high, you know, after they leave their class at high school, dual enrolled, right? We have a 50% retention and placement rate on students that are in high school. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, very high.
I think the state level is like maybe 5%.
Wow.
You know, so when they get into my classroom, they love it, and they mm-hmm. tend to stay, and they tend to go out into the field.
Well, makes a difference when you have a passionate teacher.
Well,
I know you're
you
that.
Know, you try to be passionate. You try to help. You try to keep things going.
Yep.
And I did a couple tours this week. People are interested in my class.
Neat.
That was interesting. And we were talking about one of the people was asking me about telling me that he was a teacher at one time or something, and he says I'm very patient, you know, I'm very patient with people and things like that. And I said, well, sometimes I just don't have that luxury, you know. I was like, I tried it, and I looked at one of my students, and my student said, you're patient, you help us, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Well, so. We have an expert on that in the studio here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah.
But your better half is hanging out here in the studio
yeah,
with us.
She's
and I want to give a
shout out
to Steph. She's here.
Yep.
She's in the crew of Yah-Yahs.
Crew of Yah-Yahs, owner of Bling Fest Creations as well.
She's
the one that provides all
bling.
These cool things. She does. She provides my students with cups for Student of the Month.
I've got brooches. I've got all
yeah,
kinds of
so
stuff.
I've
got mirrors and hats.
Students,
she takes good
and
care.
We try
and
to make
Georgia
that
Bulldog
good.
Stuff. Even.
And she's a Georgia Bulldog fan.
So, know. Stephanie, we're glad you're yeah. here.
We don't live together during football season.
But I thought she might be able to talk about your patience.
Yeah, that's the football thing. So, I am a Georgia fan when they don't play Florida.
Okay,
so, there you go.
Because you have a dog
okay?
named
Otherwise,
Gator.
Florida, yeah. That's right. My dog's name is Gator.
A little clue there.
Yes. And Georgia is my team.
Careful now.
Secondly.
Ah. Okay.
So second.
Careful.
So it goes Florida.
You're getting a look, buddy.
Florida, Georgia, and then nobody else.
Okay,
so that's
right.
how it works out. So.
Oh my goodness. This time has flown by.
It
we
has.
Gotta quit chatting and get down to giving the giveaway. We
yeah, let's do the giveaway
question.
Real quick here. So here we're gonna do a giveaway. I think you guys can get this pretty well. This is from Bill. What is the part on the sides of the boat that helps protect it from rubbing the dock while the boat is in the water?
I know the answer
okay.
to that.
Okay. 850-437-1620 will give you a Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki keychain. What is the part on the sides of the boat that helps protect it from rubbing the dock while the boat is in the water?
850-437-1620.
And the answer
send
is probably in that question a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, it is. So send
the
it in.
Is in the question.
With your name
you got
and
a minute.
Email. Okay?
Yep.
Name and email so I can get in
that.
Touch with
so,
you.
Yeah.
850-437-1620. The answer is in that question.
That is. So we're trying
easy.
To make them easy. I know you guys are smart out there because you listen to Boat Smart. So I could ask you technical questions, and you'd be able to answer those as well.
And
so.
The winner gets a Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki
yep,
key
and you go out to Key Marine out there on Bower Road, 5621 Bower Road, and you get to say hi to all the nice people out of Key Marine who hire my students.
Okay, you've got to text that answer in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so as we go in the show, of course, you know, I just want to thank all the people that text in today.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the questions. I love the
good
questions.
Ones today.
They were very good. And safety is always number one.
Mm-hmm.
In my classroom, safety is number one. On the water, safety is number one. Hauling your boat to and from the boat ramp is number one.
Right.
Always safety first, always.
What's your best tip, Stefan, for this weekend?
For this weekend,
with
watch the weather. It's probably going to be a little rough out there, so it's probably a wash.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. We still have a little room. We need someone to text on in. So I'll be looking forward. If we get a winner, then I'll be sure and send that on to you.
Send that on to me. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and make sure that happens.
And if not, we'll give it away next week.
We'll give it away next week. Thank you all for all the texts, and thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
All right. Thanks, Stefan, and thanks, Stephanie, for coming on in this weekend. And this way, all have a great weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.